Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy Wayne Hiz, one half of His and Hers podcast. Be sure to tune in every Wednesday and Sunday for the latest up-to-date content and episodes. As per usual, you can find us on Apple, Spotify, and Anchor. Tap in with us. Peace.
Sing that thing, Marvin.
Yes, sir.
On it. Yeah. What up, man? It's your boy Wayne Hiz.
And Vanessa Hers.
We are back at it with another episode of His and Hers podcast. Y'all catching the vibe?
Wayne singing.
Got that feeling. I want sexual healing. What you want? Ooh. Healing. No. No, man, we appreciate y'all tuning in each and every episode. Anchor, Spotify, Apple, on all those DSPs, man. Thank y'all for liking, sharing, rating, subscribing. The feedback y'all been giving us, it's definitely contributed to a wonderful platform for us.
We love the love. Always check our link on our bio. If you don't know where to catch us, definitely reach out. We'll send it directly. Regardless of, we know you're listening.
Facts.
Because we see the numbers, yes, and sir. We feel the love.
Yeah, man. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Whenever y'all can get to us, get to us when you guys can. The last couple of episodes are definitely in the can. Make sure y'all stream those. These are my confessions.
Yes, Usher and Vegas was a whole vibe.
And catching the vibes, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Those numbers are still running up, man. Vibes on vibes on vibes. So, we have a wonderful, wonderful episode for y'all. We want to jump right into it. So, Vanessa and I have been watching this show on Netflix.
Wayne was so against watching the show, by the way.
I really was.
It was my thing.
Yeah, it's definitely Vanessa's thing. So let me give y'all a little bit of backstory. So we've been watching this show. It's called Sex Life. I mean, hence the song title, the song choice. Y'all know where we're going with the vibe of this episode, the theme.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called Sex Life, right? And just to give you guys some backstory, for those of you who have not seen the show, it is on Netflix.
It's so good. Check it out.
Right? It's currently in season two, right? But to give you guys, without giving you everything, just to give you some backstory and to give you a synopsis of the show, it basically, this woman has everything. She has a beautiful home, mm-hmm. beautiful family. She has a husband.
Mm-hmm. Perfect husband.
Perfect husband, you know, pays the bills, provider, everything, two beautiful children. She has a great life, right?
Mm-hmm.
But my takeaway from the show is that she's, at times throughout the show and in her life, she's left unfulfilled for whatever reason. You know, she could be too far into her marriage and too far into motherhood where, like, she forgot about herself or her career or, mm-hmm. you know.
Which happens a lot.
Right. On far too many occasions, I just feels like she just feels left unfulfilled for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this guy. It always, dun, dun, dun. It always happens like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's this gentleman who...
From her past.
Yeah, from her past.
Blast from the past.
And he just comes and he just flips her world upside down. And she just can't stop thinking about him.
Literally.
You know? And it's just one of those occasions, one of those things where it's like, damn, this is the guy who, like, really, really, like, gets me, all of me. And it's based in, like, a sexual nature. Like, she mm-hmm. can't get this guy out of her mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then we start the downward spiral of, you know, that entering into her marriage, that breaking up her family, and it goes on and on. Use your imagination for the rest. I don't want to give you the rest of it. So the reason why...
Spoiler alerts.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The reason why I kind of wanted to talk about this is because I feel like this happens a lot in relationships, in marriages. I mean, you know. And it's not... I don't feel like it's highlighted enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yes, we're going to use the show as, like, more or less a backdrop for the episode.
Yes.
But I feel as though, do you feel that this happens a lot?
So I do, but let me go back. And I feel this happens a lot for this reason. The
okay.
guy, he's not just like any regular guy, by yeah. the way, because you just, I know you gave just a little preview,
mm-hmm.
but it's her ex-boyfriend. So
yeah.
she's been going through some shit with him from day one,
right.
and it's crazy.
Right, 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 right.
So since season one, episode one, I was just like, what in the actual fuck?
Yeah.
And like I said, at first Wayne's like, oh, this stupid, you know, like she's just going to go back to her ex, dude, and that's it. No, it was like beyond so much more than just that.
Yeah.
But... like we said, spoiler alert, if you have not seen it, skip this whole episode because we will be talking about it often because there's so much to relate to.
Right.
So I feel like that does happen a lot. Because keep in mind, that was, I felt, what I got out of that episode was that was her first love.
Okay.
Regardless of it being sexual, I get it. But that was the person, in the way that we say it, or us women or girls mm-hmm. refer as, the one that got away. Even though he was shit when she was with him. But after he started getting his life together, after he started becoming more like of a serious man.
Right.
More than just her fling or her ex dude that she would always go back to.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah. I just think, okay, so, yeah, it's the one that got away. But so what is the person that you're with, a rental?
Well, the thing is that her dude was perfect. And we kept saying, like, on paper, he's so perfect. He had a corporate... He was, like, the top dog at a law firm, right?
Right.
And he... handsome. Wayne was like, he looks like Ken. Like, you know, he's really good
facts.
Looking.
Big facts.
In shape. Yeah. You know, like, an amazing father.
Yeah.
An amazing husband to her. Like, he was just all around perfect. Like, the perfect little family. This is the guy that
most women want on paper.
Yeah, and not only that, it had a daughter and a son. You know, like, she didn't work. Like, right. He catered to her. She had, like, the perfect little white picket fence story,
yeah, they
right?
had a house in the sticks out, way out, in, a, like, a remote location. Like, just some different shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But now that we're adults and now that we're parents and we see and hear so much, right?
Right.
And I tell you, a lot of times, a lot of things get lost within life itself.
Like, what exactly gets lost?
So, I feel like Cooper, aka her husband, even though he was perfect, he was providing, everything was great, she told him multiple times, like, sexually, he needed to be a little more out there. Nah. Do you remember, like, in the first episode?
I don't think she told him, though.
At one point, he did. She did.
Yeah, this is after he caught her, though. Keep in mind. So before, she wasn't letting him know.
Well, because he thought of her completely different. Keep in mind, at first, she was a fucking mess, too. Like, she was always partying and having yeah. sex and going crazy. So once he met her differently, then, you know, like, I feel like he met a different version of her.
See, here's why.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. He did meet a different version of her. And I'm not one to sit here and hold this over someone's head, because people are definitely, they're definitely subject to being able to change.
Yes, we change.
Everybody grows. You know, growth is exponential, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's entitled to growth. However, in the midst of while you're in pursuit of growth, there are a lot of things that tend to occur and happen while you're in pursuit of growth.
Mm-hmm.
That does not, however, absolve or make you exempt from the shit that you did, mm-hmm. your actions. And I felt like her actions, while in pursuit of this growth, were very, very egregious.
Yeah.
But we cannot ignore that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I said, like, damn, it's fucked up for him, because he's like, he think he hit the jackpot.
Yeah, and she's still battling her demons, clearly.
You get what yeah. I'm saying? Like, he thinks he hit the jackpot. Like, I have the woman of my dreams. My life is perfect. My life is content. And yet, she's the one who's, like, still left unfulfilled, although he feels like he's doing his job.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, that's
until
why...
Until he finds out he's not.
Correct. Yeah. That's why I posed the question, what was earlier in the episode? Is he a rental? Because it's like, here you are. Am I just here along for your ride while you figure out your shit?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the part that I feel like was, like, kind of, like, unsavory for me, that left a bad taste in my mouth. It was great. Like, it started to get good. It definitely had a bunch of high moments in the series. But like I said, the part that was just like a left a sour taste was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, in the end, like, the villain wins kind of sort of thing. It was crazy.
It is like that. At the end, what I guess got my attention more than just that
mm-hmm.
was the fact that the perfect guy started looking up to the villain.
Right.
And doing stuff that he wouldn't normally do. Not only, like, screwing the shit out of her, like, doing random, you know, sex everywhere, anywhere right. kind of thing. But he started doing other stuff that like, he wouldn't have done. He was the perfect husband, right. literally. But and he started becoming the bad guy.
But why was he doing those things? Why was he trying to...
supposedly fulfill her.
Right.
Or to please his yeah. woman, or be more of what she was looking for or running back to.
Now, stay right there. Now, how often do you think that happens in real life?
Often.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you.
1,000%. Not only that, I feel like a lot of times women... almost always. We don't know what the fuck we want, right?
Mm.
We really don't.
Say it louder for the women in the back.
We do not know what the fuck we want. And I'm speaking for myself and hers, you know? So, but I interact with a lot of women.
Right.
A lot of women.
Right.
So I feel like even if we would have the perfect guy, are we ever going to be dissatisfied with that?
Right.
So in this case, to see it in Netflix, yes, it's only Netflix. But keep in mind, like we say, this shit's happening in real life.
Oh, yeah. But and you know better than most, too, because you also interact with a lot of men in your line of work.
Yeah.
And based upon some of the, you know, the verification stuff that you have to do in your line of work, mm-hmm. you see the people tell you a lot of what's going on in their situation, right?
Yeah.
So, and, which is, you know, they just reveal this information. You're not asking for it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, what are some of the takeaways do you feel, like, from the show, right? So, it's like, because I feel as though when men do that, when they step outside of who they are just to fulfill somebody else, you're sort of compromising who you are as an individual and your integrity.
Well, he starts losing himself.
Exactly.
Like later on in the episodes, it's bad. He goes down like the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
And like I said, we keep saying that we don't want to ruin this for you guys, but check out Sex Life. But at the end of, I think at towards more the end of the show,
mm-hmm.
he's losing himself more and more and more. But not only that, he thinks he's pleasing her. But he's not. He's losing her, too.
Right. In the midst of attempting to please her.
Yeah. He's not gaining her love, or he's not. She's not, like, falling in love with him more, or, like, being obsessed with him more. She's just kind of like, who the fuck are you? Like, this is not you.
Right. But in real life, like, do you think, how often do you think that happens? Like, do you think people are okay discussing their sex life? Do you think people go, no?
No. It's uncomfortable.
Why is it
not for us? Because we have a podcast, because we talk about it so much. Right. We've discussed sex and this situation plenty of times,
right?
But for a normal couple to sit down and say, like, hey, so say for example, let's put this as an example, right?
Okay.
And I don't mind saying this because I mean I don't care, but my sex level's pretty up there, right?
Right.
Like I want it and I need it, and say you weren't okay with it,
mm-hmm.
and if I'm telling you and I'm telling you and I'm telling you, and at one point you're just like, whatever. Like, first thing that comes to my head is, like, fuck, is he gonna think, like, I'm a hoe, you know?
Right.
And you do think that because it's, like, is he gonna think that I was used to having sex all the fucking time?
Right.
Or is he gonna think that I'm having, like, I'm getting dicked down all the time, everywhere? Like, no, it's not like that.
Right.
You know, the second thing is, how is he gonna be okay with me presenting that information?
Right.
Are you gonna push back? Are you gonna feel away? Like, is it gonna be already an uncomfortable conversation.
But why, I guess my question is, why does it have to be uncomfortable? Like, if you're in a relationship.
Not all men are okay with hearing this.
But if you're in a relationship with somebody you deem, you know, your partner, and you guys share your most innermost emotions and, you know, feelings and thoughts, like, why is that such an out-of-body conversation? That's what I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for the average person, I get that it's not for me.
It might be taken the wrong way. Yeah, I feel like it might be taken the wrong way. Not only that, maybe that person doesn't have that sexual drive like that.
Do you think of people are just, like, insecure, though, about certain things?
That, too.
Because, I mean, like, let's have, like, a real conversation then. Like, it's like, they don't want to open up that can of worms because, like, they're not pleasing their partner, maybe, whereas somebody else was pleasing them more or better.
Mm.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, because to me, that's what it boils down to. Like, let's have some real talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, but again, even in that, like, I think those are two things, while they're not mutually exclusive, those are two things that could be improved upon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why not show your partner or tell your partner, you don't necessarily got to drop hints, but it's like, you know, like, oh, I like the way you did that the other night. You know, like, you know what I'm saying?
you know, the other day when we were experimenting,
you know what I mean? Like,
I like that shit.
Like, damn, like, okay. So you had your coffee this morning, or you had your ginseng, you know what I'm saying? Or a little Monster, Red Bull, what's up? Like, you know what I mean? It's a way to do it.
We're definitely going to go back to the interview phase that you said, like when we're starting to date.
Yeah.
You're not a freak date one. You know, you might scare off people, or you might not get a date two, like if you do what you do or what you like to do.
Okay, but that's true, right? But this is most. If you don't take her to Pound Town or put it down the first time you get some action, you might not get no more.
But what about those lame guys that are like, and I'm not saying, I mean, if romance and love is for you, great. But you know those guys that are like romantic and I'm going to love you down. Like, what if the girl is not about that?
You can still romanticize a woman and still put it down. like my thing. Okay, so for me, right? Let me just speak for me.
Don't be a rabbit either, you know. Let me
just speak for me. My thing wasn't like, and this has never been my thing. Even when I was single, even when I didn't have like, you know what I'm saying? Even when I wasn't having as much sex as I was having, like it was never to just be like, pound, 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 pound. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Some guys are.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to beat your shit in. Like, that was never me. You feel me? My goal was always to leave a woman satisfied. Period. That's always been my goal. So, like, hey, like, whatever you think.
And guys, man, do you think guys could take the honesty? Some guys think they're dicking you down.
They really do.
Some guys think they're, like, fucking the shit out of you.
It's crazy.
And it's like, sir...
You're not.
There's been better. And that's why she's going back to homeboy.
I get it. I get it. But it's like some.
Do you think men can really handle that conversation?
I mean, no man wants to hear
ever.
That. No man wants to hear that because that's a shot to his ego, right?
Yeah.
Like they feel like, damn, like I'm Mandingo. Like I'm fucking you. I'm fucking the shit out of you type shit, right? No. No nigga wants to hear that. No man wants to hear that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? However, again, I'm of the opinion that can be improved upon. Why not? Help your man. Why not help your man help you? Please you. You know what I'm saying? I know. Yeah. I know. No, like women. See, because in a woman's mind, if I have to help you, I don't want to do it. Like I'd rather not have it. Like I'd rather just go get the nigga who know how to do it.
Yeah, but see, that's why people end up in entanglements
exactly,
or cheating
in situationships and shit like that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Nah, but this is an interesting conversation. I wish more people would have it. You know, because I feel like relationships would be better off.
I wonder like, if people have it.
They probably sell them.
You have to settle. Oh, I hate that word. I hate it. Settle. Anyone that knows me knows I hate that word.
Ooh, that's a good... You know what? You just raised
a good
question.
You just settle.
How often do you think people settle sexually?
A lot of times. A lot of times. I feel like a lot of people might settle sexually because there is other good characteristics. Like, for example, with Cooper, right?
Right.
We keep saying it, and we're going to keep saying it, because in paper, he's just the perfect man.
Right.
Ridiculous money. How you have a home. You have nothing to do but be a wife or be a mother. You don't even have to be a wife. She's just a great mother to her kids.
Yeah.
She gets to drop off the kids at school, picks them up, goes to all the little activities that they have at the kids' school, the little weird kids' school. Like, all of that, you know? So, to him, it's just... Oh, I have the perfect wife because she's being the perfect mom.
Yeah.
She's being the perfect at-home person, you know? He thinks in his mind. But that's not even really her.
It's crazy, right? Because conversely, what you just said, the flip side of that scenario is the opposite of that scenario. When the guy who's not Cooper, but he's coming and he's dropping that dick off. He coming and he laying it down. You heard? Like, you know what I'm saying? I think women will compromise their morals at times for that.
Everything.
You
dig
what I'm saying?
At times. Good like, dick will like, have you tripping.
Just come drop the dick off. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? You don't even got to feed me. You just come fuck me. Like that's, you know what I'm saying? And being on the delivering end of that, you know, in my past.
Listen, been there, done that,
Far and distant past. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
This is a podcast, bro.
I'm going to keep it a stack with you. I used to honestly trip out all she want me to do is come over here and smash. Like, that's
look,
it.
As the woman that was allowing that, with broke dudes, like with no morals, like you just feel like, what the fuck is happening to me?
Yeah.
How the fuck am I disrespecting myself?
Yeah.
A woman that's always like, no, you have to cater to me. You have to treat me well. You have to take me to dates. You have to do this. You have to do that.
Yeah.
And then you meet the person that you're okay with just dicking you down. Yeah. And it's okay. Because they're dicking you down.
That's the shit that's crazy, right? And do you? I mean, I feel like that's still alive and well. Me personally, I still feel like that's prevalent. I feel like it's a lot of women out here who are just...
I think so. And we see it in so many shows, right? Yeah. Like, we see the successful woman that doesn't want a relationship, that doesn't have time for a relationship, for example, right?
Yeah.
And you would think, like, she would want someone as successful as her. You would think that she wants someone that equals her, right? Yeah. Like... morals, education, standards, everything, pay. You want that person that's, you know, eye to eye with you.
Right.
But at times they're like, nah, bum, just come dick down and go back. Like, I don't have to deal with you. You're not in a relationship. You really don't even have to invest. It's just literally.
It's easy.
dick.
It's effortless. That's it. It's seamless. It's quick. Yep. Wham, bam.
And that's why a lot of people end up going back to exes, too.
Yeah, for sure.
It's for sure. Like, for sure, we're cool. Yeah. We've been cool. Sex is good, or it's all right, or whatever.
That's why
is.
A lot of people spin the block.
Yeah.
A lot of people spin the block because it's like, I know you. I've been with you. It's cool. You might be, you know what I'm saying? You might be fucking some other people, but I don't give a fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then, I ain't even there emotionally invested with you like that. Like, just come provide your service and leave.
Yeah. So in this, I know that, like, we're going to keep saying the series. And like I said, if you haven't seen it, we're sorry. You're fucking up because it's really good. But it's even to the point where he ends up fucking one of her friends.
Right.
She forgives the friend and him. Like, damn, how good is this D, bro?
Yeah, it's crazy.
She literally forgives both of them.
Damn.
Moves past it, goes back to it. I don't even want to say, like, everything that happens because I know we're, like, being, like, super spoiler alert.
Yeah.
But literally, you're willing to risk it and lose it all.
In that scenario, if oh boy, that's coming over, dropping off the dick, if he fucked your best friend, how are you reacting in that situation?
So you have to really think about it. Look, if it's
just someone, it's not your man. You can't
exactly, and you do have to think of that. Like, you're the one that said this guy was trash. Like, you're the one that said he's not boyfriend potential.
Right.
You're the one that's not taking him serious like that.
Yeah.
So if he ends up messing around with one of your friends, in reality, you're not shitty like with him. Right. You know, you're not committed. It's not serious.
Yeah.
How can you react? But. Look, as a woman, that's girl code. If I told you, and that's a thing though. A lot of women, I think we mess up by bragging about good dick.
Yeah.
Because this could happen.
Facts.
They want a taste, you know? They want a good little taste of it.
Yeah, they do fuck. Y'all do fuck. See, that's where women do fuck up about bragging about good dick. Because eventually, what you think gonna happen? The homegirl gonna want a test drive.
Exactly. So let's keep it 100. Have you ever messed around with two friends?
Yeah.
See?
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Like, I'm hoping that my previous dicks have not. Has it happened? Yes. I completely stopped the whole relationship. And keep in mind, I wasn't bragging about the dick.
Yeah.
It was me bragging about how the guy was. So this person ended up marrying this person.
Wow.
Which is crazy. But I'm just so against the whole, like, if you're my friend, that's just off limits. You get me? I don't care if I tell you this dick twirls and curls and fucking whatever it is, you know?
You got the aerial acrobatic
whatever dick, it huh? is, you know? Whatever kind of dick it is, like, that was my dick and that's it.
Yeah.
Not for you. But we do mess up by bragging about good dick.
Well, that's the same thing with dudes when they brag about how good a chick's box is.
Like, I just honestly thought it was just a guy thing. Like, I've had guys' friends hit on me, and I don't think it's like, oh, she's putting it down like that.
Yeah.
I just think it's a guy thing.
It's just, yeah,
like, let me see if I can get your girl. Fuck it. If who cares if you know?
It is, especially when, I mean, I've had dudes try to do that shit out of spite. You get me?
Mm-hmm. Where it's like, I think that's what,
like,
it is.
Say
too.
Like, you had a falling out with somebody or one of your people in your inner circle you used to be cool with. Y'all were warm in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Now y'all not warm now. Now it's like, you know, damn near cold, frigid. And like, now he's like, oh, wait, I don't fuck with you no more. So yeah, I'm gonna try your chick.
Yeah.
Type shit. You know what I'm
just
saying?
Just to get back to you. Yeah, just to, like, see where. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And to me, that's lame. That's the definition and violation of guy code, girl code too. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I just feel like whatever, even if it wasn't serious, and keep in mind, like, this can be discussed before, and I'll let you know if it's cool, if you can ride my ride. You know, like, you can sit on my ride. It's
be
cool.
This tall to ride this ride.
Yeah. And like, for example, in that situation, and I bring it up because I think that's the only experience that I've had.
Mm-hmm.
So far, I mean, come straightforward. If you've ever messed around with one of my D's, that's perfectly fine if you're my friend. But that.
Yeah, you know they ain't gonna tell the truth if they have.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, don't come at me a foul way and be like, oh, so this happened and I was thinking, like, he invited me out. Like, no, did you already go out with this person?
Yeah.
Because discuss this with me before any of that interaction took place.
Yeah.
I feel like it's out of respect. Like, you have to let your friend know, like, hey, kind of interested in this person. How would you feel?
Mm-hmm.
What would you think of it?
Yeah.
At that point, it's like, bitch, I don't care about him. Go for it.
Yeah.
You know? Whatever it is. But we've even talked about this when, and I know you know of people that have done this, but it's like when someone ends up with someone's family member.
That's crazy.
That's dirty as fuck.
That's
I don't care how you put it.
That's crazy. That's you fucking know? Insane, bro. Like, that's
like someone that's ends crazy. Up with someone's brother, someone's even brother-in-law. That's now crazy. You have to see them.
Yeah.
You get me? Like, it's wrong.
Yeah, that's crazy. So I'm gonna share a quick story and then we can get back to the episode.
Yeah. So storytelling time.
So I remember, right? So you know, my mom, you know, professionally she was a hairdresser. Mm-hmm. Right? She used to do hair, right? So I used to, you know, when I was living with my pops, I would come down and visit her on the weekends, right? At her hair salon in Long Beach. So I'm just sitting there, you know, I would go up there, check in on her. Hey, Mom, I'm out here just to let you know I'm here for the weekend or a couple of days. And she's like, okay. First thing she said, sweep my shop. You know, like sweep mm-hmm. all the hair up. That was my job, right? So I go sweep up the shop. And she had somebody in her chair.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just minding my up. She said, the lady
who's here. How old were you, by the way?
I was 17. 16, 17.
So you don't even know what's going on yet in life.
No, I'm 17, just happy, you know what I mean? Trying to get some money. Really up there trying to get some money, you know what I mean?
Just go eat or go on.
You feel me? So the lady who's getting her hair done by my mom in the chair goes,
don't say names.
No, I'm not going to say names. Like, oh my God, is that Junior? Talking about me. And she's like, yeah, that's my second oldest son. And she's like, man, he got, you know, because I'm starting to grow. They seen me since I was a little knee high, you know? So she goes, oh, is your dad's girlfriend's kids still cousins? I said, huh? She goes, yeah.
First of all, what? Say it again.
Is your dad's girlfriend's kids still brother and sister and cousins? I'm lost.
Is your father's girlfriend at the time?
Yes.
Still brother and sister her and children. Cousins.
So, yes. Dang. So, I'm lost, right? I'm like, wait, slow down and say it again. And this lady's
telling a 17-year-old, first of all, come on, man.
You know, I don't know. I don't know if she had like a history with the dude or what. I don't know, right? I just thought it was super weird, right? So, she's like, yeah, your dad's girlfriend messed around with, she had a baby by one dude. And then she had a baby with the brother. So not only are her kid, or she had children, multiple.
Uh-huh.
Not only are the children brother and sister, but they're also cousins. Because she messed around with his brother.
Oh, shit. And so had a whole baby on him.
Yeah, I just wanted to reference that story because it was something crazy. Like, I was like,
and you didn't know that was life.
I'm 17. You know, my mom ain't been with my dad at this point like 10, 15 years. Mm-hmm. So like, it's just the fact that like I'm still getting secondhand information. You know what I'm saying? Based upon, because, you know, she's like, oh, yeah, that's, you know. I'm like, what? Like, I'm in there, like, bugging out. Like, yo, this is crazy. And I'm like, wait, they are brothers and sisters and cousins. Like,
do you not realize how long it took me to like, put it together? Like, hold on.
You repeated it, like, three times.
Because I didn't get it. I'm like, what do you mean? Yeah. They're brothers and cousins? I'm like, what?
Yeah, so, like, yeah, she messed around with the brother, had a baby, had two babies with the brother, and then the one she initially had the kids with first got locked up. While he got locked up, she went to go sleep with his brother and had kids with
him. She got cold at night.
Cold. And so it's like, which even raised a bigger question to me.
Couldn't even
like,
talk, baby. Yeah. Left you speechless.
Which raised a bigger question for me is like, damn, dad, what type of chicks you out here messing with? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's honestly keeping it a stat. You know what I'm saying? My father is now deceased, but, you know, God rest his soul. But man, at the time, in the moment, I was questioning like, type of women you bringing around, bro? Like, what is you doing? You know what I'm saying? This is a true story.
Growing up, we do see that often. I'm not saying like that, but sometimes, like, someone's girlfriend, right? Yeah. And then later on, you see her and they're like, oh, she's with the other brother now. Whatever it is, and you're like, what in the fuck?
That's crazy, right?
Wild.
Yeah. So,
wild
like, when it happens, like, now, it's just...
It throws you back.
Not only does it throw me back to that, but it's like, it's so egregious. Like, it, like you always say, it's so much dick out here.
Yes, or there's so a lot much, of fish in the sea. Saying? Go like, fish for your little guppy. Don't look at mine. Yeah, you know, like, crazy. go out there. And I tell you, it's even crazier to me, for example, when that happens. Like, we both heard about a story where someone messed around with someone's, like, the godparent of their kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, not only are you fucking up... You're the relationship that your kid might have with that person. But, like, all around, you have to think of the full-on circle. Like, it's not only just the dick that you're going after, you know?
Right.
It's so much more than that.
Yeah.
You couldn't fuck your coworker, or you couldn't, like, a friend, or go to the Target. I don't know. Like, get some somewhere, you know?
Because it leaves, like, a trail. Like, you leave, like, a trail of just, you know what I'm saying? Like,
awkwardness, people fall out. It's, like, not, you know, it's all that. It's a lot
that come behind that, man. But let me ask you, though, how often you think women are spinning the block while in relationships out here?
Spin the block. Do you think, let me turn it on you, questioning me. Do you think often women prefer to spin the block or look for any dick?
If the dick was grade A, they spin in the block.
Yeah. Most, I just think a lot of women.
Most like, women, they don't want a lot of bodies.
Exactly.
They don't want a lot of bodies.
You don't want double digits. You know what I'm saying? You don't want, you know?
They don't want a lot of bodies occupying the temple. You know what I'm talking about? So
guys, that's a bragging right, right?
Oh, that's a notch in your belt.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Back then, it's like you compare, like, damn, you talking to her? You fucking her? Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, but no, I think women would prefer to spin the block so that way they can keep the body count low. But you know what I'm saying? If you throwing that thing, if you throwing dick, you know what I'm saying? Women, they gonna respond. They gonna respond to the dude who throwing that dick. That's just a fact. Like, and it's unfortunate. Like, you know what I mean? This is just the truth of the matter. Like, you could be as successful, you could be as non-successful. What do women always say? Man,
bomb dick is hard to forget.
You know what I'm saying? Just like, okay, so for example, right? You know how we always say that attractive people tend to have like a benefit. Like they tend to like attractive people tend to get away with more.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So like for whatever reason, you're like, damn.
A whole bum.
Fuck. Like, man. He just stupid as fuck, but nigga, fine. Or you know what I'm saying?
And the dick is good.
Yeah, and the fuck dick is good. So it's like, fuck.
I ain't gonna talk to him like, for nigga, long
just,
anyway.
Just shut up. No. Just come over it. Shut up. Don't even talk to me. Just do your thing and leave. Like, you know what I mean? So like that, I think the same rule of thumb applies to that. Like,
so we're focusing on how bomb dick is and how easily women go back to dick, right? What is an easy characteristic for you guys? Like, that you're just like, and I know girls are easy. I know you want the vajay that's not going to require much of time, dating, especially time. I think guys are huge on that. I mean, of course, I want your feedback. But I think guys are so afraid of a clingy girl, of a needy girl.
That, and I'm going to keep it a stack with you.
Keep it.
Most of the dudes cut from my cloth, we don't want it if it's that easy. Yeah, we'll take it if it's available.
What?
But we really don't want it if it's too easy.
You're lying.
No, I'm gonna keep
they
it.
Love hoes.
I'm gonna let you on the secret. No, they do. I'm telling look, if it's too easy, we're gonna at least most niggas I know, they're gonna be like, why so easy? Like, how many bodies you got? Like, you know, that's what's gonna come to your head.
Guys,
right?
Don't think of that though.
Shit.
I've seen it.
I mean, no, not all guys think like that. No, some, like, you know what I'm saying? That's why I said most niggas cut from my cloth. We gonna question it. Yes, if it's pussy on a platter, ready, you know what I'm saying? Microwave pussy here, take it, bam, thank you, cool. But everybody don't want the hot pocket pussy. Everybody don't want the microwave pussy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you wanna set the oven on 350, 400, let that motherfucker heat up, and then get the pussy. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Sometimes now you've compared it to cooking.
Sometimes
wow,
you want oven
made
pussy. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, like somebody, you know, you got. But honestly,
there's categories and levels to this.
Oh hell yeah, definitely. It's levels. Like, yes, guys do love hoes. However, what I will say is that you asked the question, what are some of the characteristics? I would say most guys just want a dope ass chick to be like super super duper cool. We just love when chicks are like one of the fellas. Like, you know, you come hang. You know what Drake say? Like, oh, shorty want to tell me secrets about a rap nigga. I tell that chick it's more attractive when she hold it down.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, like, keep all that shit over there. Yeah, like, you talking about cool. Other niggas. You talking about rappers. I'm a rapper. Yeah. What makes you think I want to hear about other rappers? Just keep, like, you know what I mean? Talk about the game. We watching the game. Oh, shit, where? You know about 3-point percentages and where nigga went to college? We like that shit.
Mm-hmm.
We like when shorties just keep it, you know what I mean? Keep it G, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Have some drinks. We vibe. We catch a vibe. Mm-hmm. Episode 80, you know what I'm saying?
86. Check it out.
Go listen to
go
it.
Go back. Spin the block.
You know what I mean? So yeah, like that. We like that. Those are the characteristics we like in women when we trying to like smash. You know what I'm saying? Is she cool? You know what I mean? Conversation on point. She like the same music. You know, we might go do something. We might go catch a movie. We might go bowling.
You're different drinks. Because a lot of guys don't do that. With women, they're just going to smash.
And those are the guys who probably don't get no box. Just keeping it all the way 100.
Mm.
Like, those are the guys who probably pay for box.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we keep it in the stack.
Oh, that's still...
Didn't Brad pay for box in Sex Life?
No, did he?
Oh, no, his partner tried to get him, remember?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, 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 yeah. His friend.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But not him.
Hey, how often do you think that happened?
that I know of, not often. My guy friends are something else, but you know, men in general, I think so.
Do you think women paying for dick?
Not like this. Not like cash.
Not like let me, you know, let me,
yeah. And I made a hand gesture. My bad. I forgot we were podcast. We were recording.
Not here. Like, here you go.
Like, here you go. Here you go, sir. Kind man.
Okay, here's the dick.
But isn't it the same thing when women pay for a date? Mm. Isn't it the same thing when a girl's like, I'll pick you up. I'll pay dinner. I'll do that. Like, you're dating the dude. Like, you are the man.
Yeah.
Dating the guy.
Right.
Like, you're not paying cash, like, effectively, you know?
Is dinner prerequisite for sex?
Whoa. I like to be fed to the two. Hey, you know I'm all about the two Fs, you know? I like food.
Food and fucking?
Yep. Feed me and fuck me. FF. Because if not, I'm gonna be grouchy.
It's gonna be some.
Yeah, no dick is good enough for me not to get fed. I'm sorry. I am that person.
So you will say, not, I mean, I know for you it is, but I'm saying, like, yeah. for the average woman.
Girls, at least get fed. The minimum that you could do is get fed. You know? And I'm not saying, like, we're not selling the pussy either. It's not like we're hookers out here, but get something.
But nah, you know how, like, guys try to use that and they think, like, I'm not saying that it is. I'm asking because I know that guys use that as a tool. Oh, dinner and this, you know what I'm saying? Dinner and drinks. Okay, you know what's next? Like, yeah, no, like,
that's fine.
You know what I mean?
Sometimes, I mean, if the conversation goes right, look, I'm the type of girl, I don't consider you a hoe because you sleep with someone on the first date. Mm. If the vibe is right, if, you know, that's what you're going for, cool.
Yeah.
Guys do it all the time.
Yeah.
This whole reverse role shit is not cool with me. How can a guy date different women and, oh, he's cool? But if a girl does it, she's a hoe. Yeah. Like, she's seeking her options too, my G. Step up.
So remember when in one of the episodes, Brad, he met old girl at the Chinese spot when he went to go get Chinese food. Uh-huh. And he smashed homegirl in the bathroom.
While his girl was waiting for food.
Now, that's crazy. You actually just referenced the fuck him on the first night type thing. You think that's prevalent? You think that's still happening?
Hell yeah. The way social media is now, people don't even meet.
Like, I think people are like DMing and like meeting up and fucking.
Yeah. And it's so crazy because, like I told you, when I was Walden, and Wayne knows about this, so we're talking very openly, like, I ain't ashamed of my game. But when I was like going crazy dating, one of my main things was always, 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 like, never give my location of where I live. Because nowadays, we hear all these documentaries and all this crazy shit about how these girls disappear. You're meeting with a stranger. Yeah. I don't give a fuck how good someone sounds over the phone.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit how amazing this man sounds. Keep in mind, online, you could be whoever you want.
Yeah.
You could be freaking, I don't know, like the most of Michael B. Jordan. I don't know, just randomly, you know? You could be this amazing guy and have this amazing career and have so much money while the bum's sitting at home in his mama's couch. You get me? Like, online, it's a different crazy story. And, like, you don't know what you bump into. You don't know who you bump into mentally, emotionally, like, a mess, you know? Like, all these things that it's just, like, people are crazy as fuck.
Hell yeah. It's crazy. I only asked you that question because I feel like social media has made it inadequate for people to date. Like, a lot of people are socially awkward now, mm-hmm. which is crazy. Social media makes somebody socially awkward.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just think it's weird, right? And there's, like, I feel like there's a disconnect between reality and what you see online.
Yeah.
People are just projecting this image, this false image, this figment of people's imagination, you know what I'm saying, of what people perceive them to be, and then what they actually are in real life. And those two couldn't be further from the truth. They're not. There's no parallels there. There's no contrast.
Yeah, we see it all the time. For example, the perfect family that's like, they post this picture, right? And they look amazing. And it's like them and their home. And you know that the dad ain't shit. Or you know the dad's not around. Mm. And you know the woman's like cheating. Whatever it is. You know, like, we see it all the time.
Yeah.
Or the mom. I hate this because now that I'm a mom, I'm like, fuck that. It is not easy.
Yeah.
But these influencer moms that make mom life seems so easy. They're right. Like all day at home and relaxing with their kid and going to Target and let's vlog about it. Like, no, bitch, there's moms out here that are going to work, trying to work out, trying to cook, trying to still fuck their man while doing the laundry, mm-hmm. while cleaning the restroom, while
meal prep.
Yes. And it's like, so much, it's like, don't make it look easy peasy, because it's not.
It's easy
the same thing with the couples also.
Yeah.
don't make it look easy peasy when he doesn't help you with shit.
You're the one carrying. They ain't doing shit.
That's it. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But you're carrying the relationship while you make this relationship look good.
Right.
But at home, it's like, what is this person really doing for you?
Right. Yeah. And I think, honestly, I think that's what causes people to go out and do and step out. You know what I'm saying?
I'm tired of your shit.
Yeah. Not
I'm
only spend a block, this. But it's like, you don't give me enough attention. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know, because I'm a vulnerable dude. I don't mind sharing, you know, some of the most negative, innermost things about me. That was actually said to me, by the way. That was actually, like, verbatim was said, like, oh, I did this. I stepped outside of our relationship because you weren't showing me enough attention.
That's crazy. Wayne's obsessed with me.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm glad. You know? Did it make you... And let's go back, because I know that we've discussed this outside of the podcast as well.
Right.
But did that make you change the way that you were, like, with your next relationship?
Absolutely. It made me, well, anytime anything negative happens to me, I always start with me. And I know that at times that's not good,
mm-hmm.
because it's like, at times, like, I was the victim. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I was, like, the victim in all of it.
That's but you took blame, yeah, kind of.
You kind of beat yourself up for the actions of somebody else. But what I mean by self-assessment is I always look at me and, like, damn, like, where did I misstep? Regardless of what the other person did to me, like, where did I misstep? Like, what led to them wanting to step outside the relationship?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I started to, you know, put the pieces to the puzzle, and I was like, you know what? Damn, okay, I could have done that better. I could have been more efficient in this area. I could have been more patient. I could have exuded more solace. I could have been more careful. You know what I mean? I could have just been better. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Always start with me. Because I never like to just point the finger if I'm not willing to self-assess as well. You know what I'm saying? And when that person said that to me, and I was just like, damn, like, wow, okay. You know what I mean? And so, like, literally, like, now, in every interaction that I have with people moving forward, it's like, okay, cool. You got to kind of read people's tea leaves, though. And what I mean by tea leaves is, like, early signs, like, indicators. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're a person, because you're such a social butterfly like me, you read rooms really, really extremely mm-hmm. well. So when you walk into a room, you can kind of tell, this person ain't on shit. That's the big dog. He cool. This bitch.
Hey, bitch. Yeah.
Her eyelashes. Negative, no. Her eyelashes and her eyebrows irritate me. Not fucking with her. You know what I'm saying? Like, you dig? Like, you know what I mean? But no, real shit. Like, you know? So I just think now, whenever you have interactions with people, it should be... Because some people, they be trying to get an interaction from you because they try, like, that's what they after. Like, mm-hmm. sex is what they after. You know what I mean? And it's crazy because, like, I don't even think people court people anymore. Like, men. Like, I don't even think men court women with the intent of, like, actually trying to, you know what I'm saying? Usually.
But some of these women don't want that.
They don't.
Like, a lot of women are like, I don't want flowers. The fuck, bitch, I do. Send me flowers. Like, I want flowers.
So you don't even want to be courted. You just want to be dicked down. Let's get straight
pretty
to the
much.
Dick.
Pretty much. I mean, you know.
Pass, go, collect $200, straight to dick.
Bye. Yeah.
Like, what the
call fuck? You in a week or two. You know, that's it.
Why you think that is, though? You just think it's the times we live in?
A lot of times I feel like if we, for example, like, I know a lot of women that are very needy or know what they want. It's not that they're needy. We just know what we want.
Right.
That's it. But men cannot fulfill that. And they see it, like, I had seen this thing where it said, oh, if guys liked easy girls, and it's not that they like easy girls, they don't like to work for the difficult ones. Meaning, the one that wants the dates. The one that wants you to text her good morning.
Right.
The one that wants you to check in randomly throughout the day. I do that shit with you now. Right. I don't care, we have a whole kid. Like, if you don't text me throughout the day, I'm like, oh, what happened when you died today? Or, like, did your phone, like, disappear? Like, you know, I'm like that, and I don't care. I will sit here and say that because I am the type of person you need to check, like, you know, hey.
Let me ask you this, though.
How's your day?
Right. And you're, yeah, you do that.
Yes.
Let me ask you this, though. There's almost, though, will you acknowledge that there's a faction of women, I'll say faction, right? That there's a faction of women who do not put out what they expect. Meaning, like, you expect the calls, you expect to be courted, you expect to be romanticized, you expect to be checked on, you expect the dates, you expect flowers, you expect dinners, but you're not holding up your end of the bargain.
I think it's really hard to change what you're accustomed to. And I can relate.
Okay.
for example, like I told you tonight, we just had this conversation in Vegas where I told you if you feel like you've changed, right?
Right.
And we discussed what you just said earlier about the, you changed your ways of being. This person told you you're not bringing this to the table. You're not doing this or you're not saying this, whatever it is, right? But when someone addresses that to you, are you willing to change it?
Yeah.
Or are you not?
Right.
And it's the same thing with women. Like, we've got these results in the past with this type of behavior. Mm-hmm. And it's like, am I willing to put the effort and still get played? Or am I willing to change my ways and be the vulnerable one and be the sweet one and be the kind one and the gentle one?
Yeah.
And for the same result? Or is it even going to matter at this point?
I hear that. I guess what I more so was asking is, I feel like there's like this faction of women who feel entitled. Like they feel like shit should be done for them.
Oh.
And like
that I don't get.
Because a man has like all these different characteristics and attributes to him that that she feels like she could benefit from. Like because we're now warm in the moment, like you feel like you deserve access to everything about me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, oh, he has a nice car, he has his own place, he has this, he has this, he has that, right? Everything going for me. But like what do you bring to the table?
A lot of times, girls don't see that they don't bring much to the table.
And that's my point. Like, that's my point. Like, it's easy for a lot of women to speak from a place of privilege, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's easy to say, oh, my house is big, da-da-da, like that. You know, my husband, da-da. Okay, like, that's all fine and dandy. What did you do for that, though?
Absolutely nothing.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, what did you do? Like, did you help your husband? Were you... Like, that's the whole part of shooting. Like, bitch, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really what Drake was saying. Like, mm-hmm. like, bitch, you really wasn't with me when I didn't have shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, were you holding it down? Were you funding your husband's, like, business opportunity or his idea when he was dead broke? See, those are the ones, like, I feel like they do deserve something.
Yeah.
Like, damn, you was holding it down. Y'all only had one car. Y'all was in a one bedroom. Y'all had two kids, three kids, whatever. And you funding shit. Your husband trying to figure it out, get on his way. You know what I mean? Now your husband got it popping, got his business off the ground. Now you're living a big-ass house. Okay, now you can speak. Because mm-hmm. you was holding shit down. You've been there from day one. But if all you did was sign your name on a piece of paper, yep. get buried, and lay down and have this man's children, you feel like you did something? Like, to me, that's crazy,
but
right?
But keep in mind, that comes with a lot of work, too. Like a marriage.
Yeah.
You know, like taking care of home, taking care of the children. Yes. Once again,
if you
do all that and your husband's the provider and he's the one that grinds and he's the one, keep in mind, a home has to be taken care of.
Yes.
And trust me, when you have to spend a few days with your kid when you're not used to it, it's like, what in the fuck?
Right.
You know, like you're just, I get it. We're all trying to be moms here.
Mm-hmm.
But the moms that are with the kids 24/7, salute to you.
The homegirl stepped out on Brad and Brad was doing all of that. She it's a method to my madness.
What's
I brought it back Frankie? To that because.
Well, what's her name?
Huh?
What's her name?
I forgot. Billy.
It's not Billy.
Billy.
Yeah.
Billy and Brad. B&B. Yeah. So like, yeah, Billy stepped out on Brad. You know what I mean? After all of that, Brad was doing all of that.
All of it.
All she had to do was take care of home. That's it.
And she was, but then she would go get dinner.
Taking care of home and take care of her own.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You take care of home, now you take care of your own. Like, what the fuck, man? And I just feel like for a guy like Brad. And see, like you said, he went on a downward spiral. He went down this rabbit hole. He's fucking random people. He's doing drugs. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, look what it took.
And he kept just saying, I can't get over, like, what you did to me. I can't get over what you did
to
me.
Yeah, and I'm gonna keep it a stack. I didn't like them being cordial at the end.
Well, it's not the end yet. We still have a few more episodes to go. Don't kill it for everybody.
I ain't like that.
People, but it happens. Look, are you cordial with the person that told you all that about you?
Cordial, yes. Today, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why are you not okay with that? You're in the same situation, Billy? Jr.?
Not necessarily
the same. Oh, no, you're not Billy.
Yeah, not necessarily the same, but I get what you mean. Yeah, like, no, we're cordial, but I just feel like, damn, like, she kept going back to the nigga. You know what I mean? Like,
yes, but they have kids together. You get me? Like, how do you not see it?
It's crazy. Like, how you just, like, you know what I mean? Like, and, like, poor Brad. She's just supposed to just sit there and take it. Just take it. Just deal with it. Deal with it while I write in my journal and I just give my innermost dark, deep secrets and thoughts and feelings for this man who just fucks the soul out of me every night. Like, it's just crazy, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy.
The power of the D.
It's crazy.
Literally.
It's crazy. The power of the D. Like, it literally, he literally almost, like, lost his fucking mind.
He did. He didn't literally, he did. He was someone else at the end. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, towards the end of the shows.
Need more Brads, man. Need more like you, Brad. Need more like you.
And it's Cooper.
Oh, shit.
Cooper,
oh,
Brad is the better one.
No, we don't need more like your Brad.
I was like, I'm going to correct him because Cooper need more is like the better Coop? One.
Well, yes. Yeah, you're right. Cooper Brad, is... No, Brad, bad Brad. Bad Brad. Say that five times fast. Bad Brad, bad Brad, bad Brad, bad Brad, bad Brad. Oh, wow, I did it.
Good job, baby.
No, Coop, we need you, Coop.
Yeah, man. So we were like, we need to discuss this on the podcast because we do feel like a lot of people go through this. Like, yes. if you haven't, you've thought about it, you somehow, like, you've heard about it, you've seen about it. Yeah. Like, you know, this is really, like, discussed a lot.
Do you think this is behavior that could, like, potentially alter a marriage? Like, what I mean is people who are, like, there are people who aspire to get married, right? And they out there with Billy behavior, thinking that a nigga's finna come wife them.
Yeah, well, I think that's why Billy wasn't who she was. Mm. You know?
So you think if a person knew about who you were, your sexual escapades prior to marrying you, and they marry you, you feel like that's on them?
If you're straightforward, look, let's put ourselves as an example. Not that I was fucking and sucking everything that I saw. But you know that I was dating actively. Mm-hmm. But I mean, there's people in rotation, but it was the same people on the ride, you know?
Yeah.
Regardless of.
Yeah.
Some guys will not be okay with that.
But
you
like,
know, because I feel like that brings deeper.
I don't think.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
I feel like that brings deeper insecurities. Like, you could now question who the fuck I'm talking to and what's going on, which you don't, and thank God, you know, because that would be annoying. That could be another problem on top of that.
Yeah.
But it can lead insecurities and more further into the relationship.
I think that's more for women, though. I really don't think that most guys care.
You'll be fucking surprised,
unless,
bro.
Unless, let me finish. Unless he's now privy to you being sexually active with multiple people other than just him. If he catches wind of that, nigga's going to be mad. He's going to be upset.
Well, yeah.
Most niggas don't want to know. Like, most guys don't want to know.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, damn, like, yo. And then, like, that's even an awkward conversation. You know, so you just sleeping with me, right? Like, what?
That's confirmed.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what?
Yeah. No, but I remember, like, when we started dating and things started getting more serious.
Mm-hmm.
And you even said, like, we didn't know how to address it, to both of us, to the point where it's like, well, you're only dating me, right? Because we were both used to the lifestyle that we had prior to meeting each other, which was... rotation, you, like, hoes or whatever. Like, you were not interested in having a relationship.
Yes. If we're sexually active, I feel like it's in your best interest to do your due diligence by letting that person know, hey, like, I'm only sexually active with you. Do with that information what you will. You know what I'm saying? Like,
a lot of guys won't do that because then it's like you're showing that you're vulnerable or you're showing that you're falling or you're showing that there's interest or you're showing, you know, that you care for this person. Trust me, Wayne. Dudes don't do that.
No, I know they don't do that. But what I'm saying is, like, most girls don't do that either, though. Most girls, if they fucking more than one nigga, they not going to keep it a stack.
Well, no. And keep in mind, like I said, there was times when I was messing around when I was like, well, I kind of like this one a little more than the rest of them.
Yeah.
Let me step back. And then I was played, looked like a fool, and then, like, find out, you know, they're talking to other women. It's like, oh, nigga, you want to play? Look, we... can play, like, yeah. You know, this game could be played rotation again because you done fucked up.
Checkmate. Yes. We all do it, but see, I don't feel like nobody's at fault because everybody, all the parties involved are single.
Exactly. But sometimes, like I said, you're starting to feel more towards this person.
No,
you know what
it.
Let me try and settle down. Let me try and be the good one. Let me just try. It's just me and you, right? Yeah. Yeah, it's me and you. Then you see some other shit, or you catch some other shit, or you find out some other shit, and it's like,
that's such a shot. It's such what a shot to the pride, right? Shot to the ego. Once you find out, like, damn, I'm putting my best spin moves on this nigga. I'm doing fucking.
Or
you know
no,
what I mean?
Not only that, just being loyal. Tight. It doesn't matter about the. It's not about the pussy only. At one point, you're just like, you know what? I'm gonna stop the bullshit a little bit because I like this one. Let me invest in this one.
Right.
Let me stick to this one. And when you find out other. It's like, oh, you're playing.
That's the same for guys, though. Because guys, like, you know what I mean? Guys might be like, ah, oh, like, man, like, I like her, but nigga, like, she the one, you know what I mean? But, like, they might even favor one more, but then it's like, once they see some shit, or it's like, what?
You go. I would tell my friend that all the time when we were single and doing our thing, and I would tell her, you just have to worry about being the favorite. You know, people are going to have options. Like, someone said, oh, man, someone older, and I can't remember exactly who, but they were saying, oh, I'm glad that I didn't have to date in this time. Someone older.
Yeah.
Because in this time, I feel like there's so many options. Like, it's you plus three. And I'm like, no. And he was like, yeah. Yeah. Everyone has options. Like, it's you plus three.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, shit. And he's like, yeah, I didn't deal with that. You know, we would go and meet people in person.
Yeah.
And I'm like, shit, that is so true.
It's true because, I like, when you see people, like, certain people like to see their mate sweat. You know, like oh.
Oh, like you?
What you mean?
What were you going to say? Like, how?
Certain people like to see their mate sweat. Like, what were we watching? We're just like, oh, I just want him to be jealous. I just want him to, just a little bit. Like, so yes, I talk to this person. Like, I think certain people do shit out of spite. You know what I'm saying? It's not that they, like, they really want something to happen between them and said individual. It's like, I just want to see my person.
Let's see
sweat.
How you react.
Yeah, type of shit. You know, that type of vibe.
But I think that can mess up good things, too. Yeah. You know, like, why put something to the test if it's not needed?
True.
You could ruin a good thing. You know, like, something that's going well, why put it through the test?
Yeah.
Why put it through the burner? Like, it don't need it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because if it's on the stove, you know, and the stove is too hot,
it might burn. You know, you're testing it might
burn. Turn the fire down a little bit, right?
Definitely.
Nah, man. But, yeah. This, y'all definitely got to check out Sex Life, though.
Yes.
Check it out.
Give and us we're not getting paid for this free promo. We just really enjoyed the show, and it's definitely not an eye opener, but it makes you wonder and think. And as podcasters and as individuals that are very observant, we're just like, damn.
I think that theme of that show goes on. I think that's like, I think it's alive and well in relationships and marriages alike today. I think it happens frequently, and I think it could be avoided if you just really have a conversation with your partner. Yeah, definitely. You know what I mean? But that's tough.
We also wanted to switch it up on you guys. I know that we've been focusing on friendship a lot. Keep in mind, this is a relationship podcast.
It is. Couple goals.
Definitely let us know if there's anything that you want us to discuss. We're always open to discuss any and everything that we feel our audience will dive into. If there are similarities that, of course, people can relate to, that's the whole purpose of this podcast.
Absolutely. Our platform is you guys as much as it is Vanessa's and mine. So this is a safe space. We always want to make sure that your feedback is taken into consideration, whether that's in question form, whether that's just shouting us out, you guys just giving us feedback, throwing the kudos, all of it's relative.
Whatever it is.
All of it's relative in progressing the platform, okay?
Yes.
So listen, man, go out there, have you some sex. No, I'm sorry. Oh, God.
Please. And if you have a mate with your mate, we're not saying to go have sex with anyone else. Just have sex with your mate.
Yeah, don't spin the block. Don't spin the block on your mate. Spin the block with your mate.
Don't blame us.
As always, man, it's your boy Wayne Hiz.
And Vanessa Hers.
And we just always want to spread love, happiness, and sex. Love and happiness, all right?
Make sure to check us out. Share. Love. spread. Love.
Yes. Anchor, Spotify, Apple. We're on all those DSPs, man. We're going to let Al take y'all out, man. Appreciate y'all for listening. Peace.
Love ya. Happiness.